I'm talking today with Marshall Savitsky, but not so much about the City Hayward Police Department. We're going to be talking about what's happening at the Town of Hayward Police Department. There was a recent town board meeting that had a pretty large attendance to it. And Marshall, tell me what you experienced with this meeting and what your presentation was.
They had a special meeting to hear from the public in regards to the future of their police department, the Township of Hayward. Specifically, I have interest because I'm the chief of police for the city of Hayward, and I'm also on public safety for the Sawyer County Board. And I hear a lot of things, and I see, you know, where we're shorthanded in the county, whether, you know, EMTs, firefighters, but specifically what caught my eye that day was the police department and law enforcement in this area.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to see any law enforcement reduced in any way. So I was interested.
It puts a strain on the other departments that operate around the township, including the county and the city and Bass Lake and other communities.
Right now, the City of Hayward Police Department and the Lacouderay Tribal Police Department were both shorthanded. We both have both departments have there's some recruits in the police academy right now. So even today I got a guy who took the whole month of August off and I'm covering the road. So there's just me and the city of Hayward for 2,600 people. And there's nobody working for the township right now. And so it's just me and a few county guys and maybe one LCO officer today. Hmm. So, you know, I just don't want to see any law enforcement reduced because we stay pretty busy. Heck, I was late for this radio show today just because I was on a car accident. So
right. So you were there at the meeting. What was the discussion about? How did the public feel about this? And what was the final vote?
So the public definitely showed up to support the police department and not wanting to reduce it by any means. There was a few people who maybe thought different, but for the majority of the part, there's probably almost 60 people there, I would say.
Okay.
And a lot of business owners and people in this area, including Famous Dave, he was there to support the police department and keeping that full-time position.
Yep.
And so public gave the input, and at the following meeting at 6 o'clock that evening is when they voted to approve it, and they're going to discuss what they should, salary and job duties of this position and what they're going to have with this. This police department's been here for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
So I think 2003 they might have started. And, so they have the squad cars, they got the equipment for it. They just need somebody to fill that role.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Now, would that person's salary be based on a chief's salary or patrol officer's salary?
I'm not sure what they're going to do.
How they're going to classify it.
I think they're going to have another meeting before their August meeting is the way it sounds. They're going to do a little research, which is the right thing to do, and figure out what they should pay. So I don't know if it's going to be somebody like just a regular officer on the road would make, or if it'd be like a chief or sheriff salary, something like that. I'm not sure. I mean, the township, like for their police department, is always one full-timer, and then he left in December, and seven part-timers and all but one, me, left. So there was an eight-man department at one time.
Now, you're doing a lot of things in this community. You're on the county board. You're the chief of police for the city of Hayward. You're a part-time contract officer for the town of Hayward, and then you're on the board for Bass Lake. Is there anything else that you do that I haven't listed yet?
I sell sweet corn in the fall. Yep. No, I stay pretty busy, but yeah, Bass Lake, I've been on that board for, I think, 7 years now, so
it's
been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This past year, we've had a lot going on. One big thing when I started, we wanted to have a garbage disposal day for the public to bring stuff in and get rid of it at a reduced cost, if anything. And we've been doing that. It's one of my pride and joys, I guess. And this year we had it, and we had a record year for items like refrigerators and microwaves and tires and everything else. These groups that pick up ditches or whatever, they always plan that week moving into it. So we also have some more, a few road projects we're working on right now. And so we've been working with the LCO reservation for funding, and they chipped in, I think, a little over $100,000 to help repay Fromer Road, which really needed it.
Oh, yeah, it really did. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get a lot more traffic now that the dormitories are opening up on that road for the farm and then future expansion for the university.
There's so much building out there in that block near Four Corners, you know, community-wise and the university-wise with, the, like you said, housing and the farm. So, it's needed.
So now also in Bass Lake, as a county board member, you represent that area because that's where you live. Mm-hmm. And so how does all of this tie into what your responsibilities are on the Sawyer County Board?
A lot of it falls hand in hand when it comes to resolutions or things like zoning. Most of what we talk about during town board sessions is specific just for the township, but kind of what falls within the whole area, like zoning, like I said, does go back to the county board, especially like camping ordinances, or that's kind of the hot topic these days.
Yeah, talk a little more about that camping ordinance.
The townships in Sawyer County, they push to have their camping ordinance specifically, you know, for like campgrounds at 30% capacity on parcels, and it would pass most of the townships in the county and then Sawyer County Zoning Committee, and then it was brought forward to the whole supervisor group for the county board, and they denied it and is allowing 100% capacity for these places. So one thing the town of Bass Lake specifically wanted was more transient parcels, so places, people who could show up that day and want to camp instead of having like year-long contracts with certain resorts or whatever. They want to have people passing through be able to camp for a day or two with their family and move on if they wanted to. So,
well, Marshall, thanks for stopping by and talking about these various issues, and we'll have you back next month.
Appreciate it. Thanks.